Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I'm joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Mr. Danny Ward.
Hello, everyone.
Danny Ward is here, and I forgot I was meant to turn that
in
off.
In the house.
In the house.
And in my house.
And in his flat. But this is an episode where we have a beautiful guest, and they're here in the studio, so we're not going to talk pretending they're not here, because they are here. It's the one only. It's a friend of the podcast. It's the two-time podcast champion, but almost three times. I think we covered that last time. I keep saying time. It's Joe Jacobs.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Here he is. He's back.
Friend of the podcast. I've always wanted to be a friend of a podcast.
Anyone who's on this podcast more than once, friend of the podcast.
Jokes!
My turnaround is like, the worst thing I'd want to be doing is desperately trying to make a joke work that has not worked. Like, for example, I've always tried to make Raoul Moat jokes work.
Right.
And I've been doing that for so long, people actually remember my old Raoul Moat jokes because I've tried to get new ones in. People just don't know about Raoul Moat.
No, not anymore, yeah.
Well, they didn't even when I was doing it the first time.
That could be 10 years ago, couldn't it?
Yeah.
That longer.
I just find it interesting, Raoul Moat, because the joke I had was Raoul Moat is what happens when gym going goes to its natural conclusion, a police siege.
Right.
And no one ever found that funny. I always thought it was funny.
Was he a built gym goer then?
Yeah, he was a steroid abusing murderer.
I knew the murderer bit. I didn't know about the steroids.
And it ended with like a live Sky News. He had a shotgun in his mouth. Gaza came. Very exciting.
Oh, Gaza liked it then.
The what?
Did I miss that in then? What did you say? What? I missed that.
He said Gaza came.
Oh, right. Gaza came. Sorry. It's so right, juvenile, Mark.
That'll be my third Raoul Moat joke.
There you go. You can have that. Mark can have that.
So what I would say to that, Joe, is the idea is you don't want to keep trying. I think you haven't got much faith in them anyway. But I'm saying with that, I think as comics, I think you've got a sense of there's definitely something there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas there's some ideas I try and they don't work. And when they don't work, I go, yeah, I don't know why I even thought that would work. Mm. So, and then I won't try that 10 times. But
it's about 95% of my act.
Yeah.
Worth a punt.
So what have you got some stuff in your phone, Joe?
I've got so much stuff. So much. And it would be a real mixed bag here. You know, a lot of stuff that never worked.
Yeah.
Sort of worked.
So these are things that you have tried.
Yeah, like the first one I...
And where do you go and try them?
Sometimes I do new material night. Sometimes I'll just do it in a normal show and just slip it in.
Yeah.
On the sly.
And is that if it's going well and you think you'll slip it in, or will you always slip it in no matter what?
I will slip it in if it's going well, and I'll slip it in if it's going badly.
Danny, why are you making dirty jokes?
I'm not making no jokes. It's... There's a lot of slipping in talk here.
I think that's the most slip it in that's ever been said on this podcast. Is this good content?
Go on.
Now, yeah, I mean, this is something I wrote. I actually haven't done this yet. So the joke is, maybe I have low self-esteem because I've spent my life being told I'm broke by rappers. No other genre does this. Imagine if Coldplay put out a single called I Own 40 Mansions, You Broke Bitches.
Right. Yeah, okay. I don't know enough about the rap industry. Is that what they do? They tell you you're...
Yeah, they're always saying I got money. I got so much money. And another joke on the side of that is I had an idea of saying, like, it must be nice like rappers, they always show money. They show it in their hands. They have it in a bag. I've seen them use it as a phone. I've seen them pretend to use it as weights. And I said, it must be nice. I would like to be able to do that as a comedian on stage, just have a bit of money just to show that I'm being rewarded financially for what I'm doing.
Mm.
But obviously, you know, mostly do unpaid shows or get paid in backs. You're just waving a bit of paper around. It's not as effective. Yeah.
I feel like there's definitely something in comparing the two, because they are complete opposites. Because you're, like, as a comedian, if you bang on about being rich, comedians aren't supposed to, it's not supposed to be going well, is it, for comedians? Yeah. That's half of the...
That's right. Nothing worse than an attractive comedian.
No.
With big arms.
We did speak about that last week, didn't we?
Yes.
About the percentages we did. Of... Like, if you're hot and... Hang on. So say you're a two, and you're funny and you're a comedian, that jumps you to like a four.
Mm.
And the same if you're a five, jumps you to a seven. But if you're a 10 and you're funny, that drops you to an eight.
Actually drops you downwards.
Absolutely.
That was our theory last week.
Absolutely agree.
But if you're a rapper, it's better to be rich and good looking and you do well, right?
Yeah, I should have just...
Stuck with rap.
Yeah, rap didn't pay off though, so I'm a comedian.
But with the Coldplay line, I feel like it'd be good if there's like a Coldplay song or famous lyric that you could link somehow.
Yeah.
Because I literally can only think of yellow right now. But it's all green.
Trouble.
It was all green.
It was all green. That's how it changed. That's what it is now. It used to be yellow, but now it's green.
That's a nice change though. That's good.
What other songs are?
This is
songs?
A terrible joke. Let's move on. We're going to move on because that's no good. Don't polish a turd, Mark.
But you can roll it in glitter.
And that's what my specialty.
So how about this one? Bounce a job interview.
Yeah.
What are your strengths?
Yeah.
Strength.
I like that.
And your weaknesses?
Yeah.
Strength.
Okay.
Can you start Monday?
Why is this weakness strength?
Because the strength is a strength, and his weakness is the strength because he might hurt people.
Okay. That, to be honest, I really like the first line, but have you tried that?
Yeah, no one laughed.
Didn't laugh at the first thing.
What are your strengths? Strength. And your weaknesses? Strength. And racism.
You said that.
That's just a topper, maybe.
It's
just too much.
Because the first is word, essentially it's wordplay, isn't it? But the second,
the idea when you think about bouncers, the stereotype is, yeah, they're really hard, but they're probably a bit thick, right?
And dangerous.
So maybe they get the question wrong.
Yeah, so that's what I think he misunderstands. Your weaknesses, and isn't the joke that...
No, I ain't.
Yeah.
Weakness? What are you talking about? Yeah, there it is. Arms.
Weaknesses? No, I ain't. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And your weaknesses? And what are you fucking saying?
Watch me lift this car. Weaknesses? What are you talking about? Watch me lift... There's something in that. More than
wordplay. And your weaknesses? Your bard.
Yeah, so what are your strengths? Strength. And your weaknesses? You fucking what? Can you start Monday?
Yeah.
Should I tell you one of...
Try that.
Can I tell you a bouncery joke that I tried to make work? I used to be a bouncer, and my manager was confusing, because this one group of people, there was a bit of trouble. He said, kick them out, bar none. No, he said, hang on. Banimal, bar none. So it's like, it's counter, isn't it? But do you get what I'm saying?
Not really.
Yeah, because bar none means all of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Bar none, yeah.
But if you bar someone,
mm-hmm.
you bar ban none. Them. Yep. So bar none. So ban them all, bar none. So it does technically make sense as the opposites, right?
But banning and barring is the same thing.
I think the problem is no bouncer would ever say bar none.
It's not a bouncer, it's his manager.
Oh.
So he's sending the bouncer. No, what are you talking about?
No, I'm just trying to get it in my head, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it has to be the same.
Right.
That's why it works.
Yeah, ban them all, bar none.
Ban them all, so that's confusing.
Yes.
He told me to ban them all, but he told me to bar none.
There it is. He said it's really confusing. Ban them all, bar none.
Yeah, or he contradicts himself.
There it is.
But you say there it is, no, it doesn't work. Really. Right. But I feel like that's one that I think could work at some point, because there's definitely something there.
What's next?
All right.
Sorry, mate.
Well, this is a joke I have, which I couldn't find like a ending to.
Yeah. One of them pesky punchlines you need.
So
those damn punchlines.
So I started seeing a therapist recently, and he's great. But he did something recently that I didn't appreciate. He yawned during the session. and it wasn't like a full-blown yawn. It was one of those stifled ones, you know, like, I knew what he was doing, and that's as far as I got.
See, when you the thing about yawning is, you know when you yawn?
It's
people get it.
Is this good content?
Contagious. It's contagious. So if you start talking about yawning, and people listening to this podcast now will be yawning because you can't help it. And do you know why that was? It was to motivate people before battle. That if everyone yawned together, it got more oxygen into the body, which of course is what you need to do before a fight. So
it makes your eyes water, so you can't see them coming. Yeah, my eyes always water when I yawn.
When you yawn?
Yeah.
There, I can see, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
People yawned before battle.
But yeah, and if one person yawned.
And that's quite intimidating, isn't it? If you're about to fight someone,
yeah,
they're
that's
like,
true.
It is the opposite.
Oh, this will be easy.
Yeah, quite. You could lure them into a sense of, you know, false safety.
Well, I just took it as he was bored by my trauma. The joker, I then tried to say, imagine if you saw a doctor, another medical professional, he said, I'm sorry to report, Mr. Jacobsberg.
Yeah.
It's terminal. No one laughed at that.
Well, we know why that is, don't we, Mark?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's a topic that makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah, you say that in your show
all the time. I say that all the time.
People don't laugh at jokes about death.
I don't usually do stuff about death or diseases and shit like that for the same reason.
Yeah.
I don't want people to think about... The way I thought about it was, I guess him yawning isn't so bad because the other alternative would be, what, him very excited, he's got popcorn out, oh, tell me more, what was he doing, you know?
I guess
a yawn is the better end.
That's the maybe where you should... picture, isn't it? It's like, yeah, on the scale of being really, really fascinated. Or
I also tried it as a callback at the end of the set, and I said, it's been great talking to you this
evening. That's great,
but
I think you need to be more obvious with your yawn, rather than like maybe just cover it with your, so make it more obvious that you're yawning, because I feel like people might forget what you're doing there when you, because you're stifling. Then it was just a grimace, wasn't it?
It's a funny grimace, though.
It was, but I feel like unless it was only just happened that bit, I feel like people might just think you're having some sort of weird.
Yeah, that's I think what happened on the night.
But if you could say the classic thing isn't it's like you put your you cover with your hand, so that, and that's more visual. So when you do it as a callback,
this is mental. How much I'm yawning here.
Yes, you look like a dog really
going
like
to the toilet. Do it again. Let me just have a look.
No, I think that...
It's just an unpleasant...
I think cover,
the whole thing is unpleasant, so that's why it's not worked. All right,
cover your mouth with your hand.
Don't use any of these because they're all terrible. All right. So here's one I wrote.
I can't stop yawning.
I can't now.
Oh, God.
Very, very insulting. It's like being in therapy again.
I mean, this is a bit like you are sat on a sofa as well.
No. This is going to make a funny clip, though.
Yeah.
I'll just keep yawning.
Okay. So
I look like I've been crying.
How about this one?
On the subject, are you yawning again?
Are these genuine yawns?
Yeah.
Hang on, I've got that.
He's very hurtful.
He's good.
I've got... There's nothing worse than when you think it's coming and it doesn't.
Or sneezing.
Do you know something on the subject of yawns? My ex-girlfriend... clock something about me, which I'm reluctant to put this out there because any future girlfriends will now be aware of it. She was able to tell when I didn't want to speak about something like to do with feelings and emotions because I would yawn and I wouldn't even know I was doing it.
Really?
So she would say something like, so who's that person that texted you last night? And I go, I don't know. The second I yawned, she was like, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And since, there's been people with and I've realize I've yawned, I'm like, oh, they don't realize, they don't know what that means.
Everyone knows now.
Yeah. That's bad, isn't it? That you just give yourself away like that. Where were you last night? Oh,
it's like a really bad poker player. Just yawns every
time. That's good stuff. See, there you go. That's not even on your list. That's a nice piece.
I think that's a better angle about yawning than your therapist doing it, or it's somewhere to go with it.
What, that I yawn when I'm trying to hide something?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, when you're trying to hide something. Yeah. And then maybe you could tell us, so the callback later could be a maybe even cleverer, as in it's part of another bit about you hiding something.
So
but you're saying,
about,
you know, I wasn't, she said this to me and I, you know, I wasn't
hiding. Yeah. And maybe you could say, I asked my therapist what it means that I always yawn when I'm trying to, you know, talk about my feelings. Then he just started yawning.
Or maybe he could... Yeah, so you're saying come at it from the other angle. Interesting. Could do.
The only trouble you've got here, Joe, is that when you start talking about yawning, loads of people in the audience are going to start yawning.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, can I have it?
Can I have it? Go for it.
You want?
Here's a joke that I said that never worked. Social media phrases. Oh, no. Let me start that again. Social media is clearly damaging. Look at all the modern phrases it has spawned. Dragging, ghosting, haunting. I think it's pretty damning that online grooming sounds like the friendliest of all of them.
What's that, dragging?
Dragging is when someone like is getting, they say something stupid and then everyone just has a pop at them. They're like, oh, this guy, look at what he's done. Look at his old post. He said this in 20...
You're dragging it up.
It's like when someone's getting cancelled in real time. You're seeing them getting dragged everywhere.
What's haunting?
Haunting is when you were seeing somebody, then you sort of stop seeing them or you ghosted them and then you see them looking at your stories and they're still about.
Okay. Ooh. My great-great-great-great-grandmother ghosted me.
Why so many greats?
So that they're definitely dead.
Right. Very good.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's
they could still be alive, and it could just be taken at face value.
Yeah.
In the lockdown, people bought puppies, and a lot were getting stolen, and it replaced drug dealing. Because at one point, you'd call up your dealer and say, "Can I get a few grams?" No, but I can do you a kilo of chihuahua. Don't put that in the recording.
No. Hey, Joe, you're rushing through this. I like to tweet this. Well,
it's not you like too much. That's the point of the podcast.
Yeah. That's literally.
Yeah, it's so right to have a little
Every joke Joe's told us, he said, don't put this in. Yeah. So far, we've been going for 30 minutes and we've got no content so far. Don't put this in. This is rubbish. That's the idea.
Do you know what that thing about lockdown? It's one of those things.
I wasn't, because you know that first time that you came on, I don't think I was strong enough to stop you from keep moving on. I think that might have been the issue.
That would explain why the first one didn't make air.
But now I feel like I've got to grips with it.
The problem with it is it's old again, isn't it?
But you don't have to say during the lockdown, do you?
No, during the lockdown.
Because people do ask it. Also, it's a topic people don't like, really, about people stealing.
Yeah.
Because that was a big thing. But dealing them, they're definitely... What you got to do is come up with something that happens with drug deals that you can link, which is linked to dogs. Do you know what I mean? So, like... If this obviously this isn't a thing, but if coke came in barks,
a doggy bag.
Oh, there you go.
Doggy bag.
But they don't, do they? That's not what's said, is it?
It would be if you ordered a chihuahua from your dealer.
Yeah, but are there any other dogs?
Doggy bag.
Are there any other dogs that have got similar names to
drugs?
Yeah.
K9.
I know someone who's got a dog called Charlie.
Okay, K. Charlie.
Hello, 1-2.
Charlie. That's a dog name, a name of a dog.
Yeah,
but I meant a breed. The name doesn't work because it could be any person as well. But a breed that's like Labrador.
Bull Mastiff.
Bulldog.
Weimaraner.
Sausage.
Sausage dog.
I don't know if there are any, but that's what you got. I think that's where you want to try and find some sort of direct link.
Yeah.
Or the fact that you do like the drugs come in good pedigree? Is it? Probably not.
It was just a dumb joke.
Yeah, that's right. Next.
I'm gutted.
I'd like to tell everyone that your general demeanour on stage is this. It's not like we are doing this to you.
Yeah.
That is how you this is your persona.
Okay.
You perked up then.
What was you said to me earlier? That I was like, because I haven't seen you for ages. I met you in Pret. And you've been to LA, and I thought, that's exciting. I talked to Joe about LA, and you did some gigs. And after you told me how they went, I was like, I forgot what you were like. This is brilliant.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
How did you phrase it?
Fucking shit.
Really? can we talk about that then?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, can't do, well, yeah.
I actually had a joke about LA, which I wanted to work on. This is probably a good forum for it. So basically, LA, very hopeful place. So it was nice to come back to England where everyone is miserable. And I feel like LA, it's sunny, so that's why they have a positive demeanor. Whereas when you come back to England, even the seasons are conspiring against you to make you miserable. So you got summer. When we have summer, no air conditioning. Mm. When we have winter...
Can't afford to put on the heating now.
Not at the moment.
Can't afford to put on the heating. When you have autumn, seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah.
Gets you sad at 3 p.m. And then spring, hay fever.
but delivered miserably, I think that's funny.
Yeah.
And then over there, it's just all sunshine, is it? I've never been.
I have an observation about people when they go to LA. If you notice about people, if they go to America, right, you might go to Texas. Oh, I went on holiday to Texas. I went on holiday to Boston, Massachusetts. I was in LA.
That's right.
Everyone's always in LA. They're not, oh, I didn't go on holiday to LA.
I just got back from LA. Best thing about going to LA is being able to say, I'm going to LA. Next best thing is coming back from LA and being able to say, I just got back from LA. And then the third thing, on the list, being in LA.
But that's really good. Is it because it's the initials?
No, because it makes you think that
NYC.
Because people think
if you're on holiday in LA, then you're not taking meetings, aren't you?
Right.
So you could be on holiday, but if you say you're in LA, you could be on holiday, but people are thinking, oh, right, who are they meeting up
and
with?
Also, on the subject of locations, I had an old joke about, because I used to live in Richmond, and Richmond is the only...
Was it Richmond?
The only place I've ever known, whenever you tell someone you live in Richmond, every single time, ooh. I don't know any other place that elicits that reaction, do you? Ooh, no. Richmond, ooh. So Richmond, I've just been to Syria. Ooh, it's very hot this time of year. It doesn't happen anywhere else.
No.
Richmond.
Wow, I wonder what that is.
I mean, to fact check that, you'd have to ask a lot of people.
And the trouble with that is also, you're limiting who's going to relate to that as a bit.
Yeah, well, I had a, it is when it's limited. It's fun. I had a joke about next door.
To be honest, if you say that and then you go, don't get anywhere else, do you? No one goes, it's been to Syria. Ooh, that's the laugh, isn't it? The Richmond bit isn't really the laugh.
Syria might be too, but you could just have somewhere shit in England.
Yeah, Croydon. Ooh.
People from Croydon love Croydon, though. They love it.
Yeah. But there's definitely something in that. And also, what you do is, where depending on where you are in the country, you say that the place, the rival, and that works.
Yeah, classic.
So if you're in Manchester, you go, no one says, oh, Liverpool. Ooh.
Have you ever been on a gig where someone, like an act's gone on and said to the local promoter or the local MC, so what's the nearest shitter around here?
And then they
drop it in.
I won't give names away, but I've seen very top level comics.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. And it really works. Like it's, gets a big, big old response. Yeah.
It's the divide and conquer nature of this country.
So you emailed like open mic-y sort of clubs in LA. Do you email any bigger clubs?
I emailed everybody.
But they didn't all...
But that's the thing with LA in general, like this hopeful vibe. I'm emailing these events, like I don't want to bait any places up, but they're called, like Laugh Factory. Mm. Chuckle Universe. You're like, all right, this sounds like it's going to be a fucking great show. Yeah. And you see all the flyers, it all looks amazing. But that's American marketing, because you get there and it's just the same old shit at open mic as in England. But they're painting it like it's something spectacular.
So let's talk about your material when you went. So you had a plan of what you thought would work there, or were you going to go and just try bits and see?
There's a bit of both, but what would happen was I would probably have a nervous breakdown every show and just... lash out at the audience.
You did?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'll show you footage.
Yeah, I got a whole clip of me losing my mind. I was going to release
it. Can we play it in here as well?
Do you want
to... No, not now. We'll get it off you and we'll just stick it in.
Oh, I'd love, please.
Just a little clip of it.
All right, I'll send you a clip of it. You have to... I mean, it's fucking harrowing. Because I was actually reluctant. I was going to post it, but then I thought of the advice you gave me many years ago.
Me?
I always think about it when you say... Because you stopped me. You used to say... Don't post about things going badly.
Yeah, that's true.
It is a good rule. It's a rule that a lot of people need to learn.
You're right, because even though I find it funny, because it's me in a bar, like literally, you couldn't design a worse place for a comedy night. Mm. I'm in the corner of a bar. There's about, because it was supposed to be on the roof, which is a nice venue, and it was raining that day, so we had it down in the basement.
Right.
And everybody is just focused on anything else but comedy. So all the other acts that went on, they were like trying to do their jokes. And by the time I went on, I was like, no, you're not going to get any jokes. I'm not going to do any material for you.
So you talk a little bit about being Jewish in your stuff.
Yeah.
Over there, it's a very different...
Yeah, they love a Jew over there.
Like Marc Maron, like his podcast, like so many of his podcasts are talking about being Jewish. And way more spoken about over there. So does that mean like your stuff goes better? Or are they like, oh, we've heard lots of great comics talk about being Jewish?
Yeah, it's probably the latter. I didn't do too much Jew stuff because when I went there, I just couldn't believe how much they love Jews. They've got temples everywhere. I mean, Jews built the place, basically, didn't they? But they really love a Jew. And that also meant that when I heard acts saying like anti-Semitic stuff, which I heard...
Did you?
Like, just talking freely about Jewish people and trying to make jokes happen, I didn't feel concerned because it felt like a safer environment. Whereas in England, if I hear it, I'm like...
Right.
A bit more concerned, but man, they love a Jew over there.
Yeah, so you didn't try that stuff. So what did you, how did the material go down? Did you notice anything different from over here?
Basically, what happened was I would do material, it wouldn't get appreciated to my satisfaction, so then I'd just go nuclear on the crowd every night.
Did they enjoy that?
Yeah.
Did you address being from the UK at the beginning, did you have a bit about that?
That's usually when the gig would turn, when I would say, I've come from England.
Really? So normally you think of an American crowd, they'd go, yeah, he's here.
Did a couple bigger shows. I did one in Burbank in like a nice environment, bigger show. It was cool. But what I found was they really responded well to the crowd work because I was doing shows with newer acts that didn't quite have the crowd work side down.
Right.
They were so focused on their persona, their material. They're really locked into whatever persona they were going for.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of beyond that point where I just don't, I can abandon all material, just riff with the crowd, and it can like make people's heads explode.
Yeah.
Because they can't believe that this guy is risking his 5 minutes to progress to a $10 slot to call the audience. Could he do this? This is outrageous.
We need to cut that because he can't have the C word.
Can we not?
To call all the audience silly billies.
I was just making a joke. I'm cutting another bit.
Sorry.
Fuck it now.
Do you know what? talking of cutting.
Just go.
Talking of cutting things.
Can we cut this? Am I the only one?
Yeah,
that's
you're the only
pretty
one.
Much, yeah.
Sorry, I'm really sorry.
Is this good content?
Do you want to do more jokes?
Yeah, let's do two more.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'll try and do one that actually makes
And then we'll
sense.
Wrap things up and have a brew.
Lovely.
Okay.
I'm genuinely excited about putting this out. I think it's so funny that you keep telling us to cut it. It's a really funny ongoing thing throughout the episode. It's great.
And you can... Do you want my video of the bad stuff?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, definitely.
You can watch it and choose something.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe we'll watch it together because I haven't even watched it since.
I think it might be nice if every so often, once we've established it, we just cut to it without sort of any explanation
that
and just have you
fun.
Berating the audience.
I'm only talking to you because you're literally the only man looking at me in this entire fucking room. Any question? Give me a question. What was my best joke? So I speak to the one man in the audience, he's going to heckle me and make the night even harder. You don't think this is hard enough, you want to make it a little bit harder for me? Let's really test this guy's chops. What's your best joke, you useless piece of brick shit?
Yeah.
All right, we got time. Done anything else? I think I've done everything.
I think we're wrapped up, mate. That's all good. I reckon we'll get a good 10 minutes out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. 10 tight minutes. mean, that's sort of the ratio.
That's just the stuff me and Danny were talking to each other. Thanks very much for coming on, Joe.
Yeah.
Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. Hashtag Awooga, everybody. Woohoo.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.